When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record at the end of my workday in my car, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. Can you believe it's episode 10 already? Where does the time go? And oh, hey, how's that for an awful segue into talking about time and time management? This is an evergreen topic that I get asked an awful lot. I've been doing art and story we're in our third year now of doing the show, and I can't tell you how many times we've been asked the question, how do you manage your time? And we've tackled it here and there throughout the different episodes of the series, particularly Art and Story Alive. Go back and listen to a lot of those if you haven't checked that out yet. There's a lot of good conversation on that show. We usually tackled like upwards of three topics per episode, so there's a lot of stuff that we cover in that series. And we'll be starting that up again soon. Check out the Art and Story show proper for news on that in the near future. But time management. How do we cartoonists manage our time? How do we balance our workloads and balance our lives and keep downtime while still being productive? How do we not get buried by as we've talked about many times on the show, like being a freelance illustrator and cartoonist means that there's lean times and feasting times, feast and famine. You know, everybody's talked about that before. There's weeks where you don't get much work, and then there's weeks where you get too much work. How do you manage it all? Or even if you're just doing an online comic for yourself, how do you fit it in to an otherwise busy workday if you have a family and if you have a day job and et cetera? Well, before I start, I thought it'd be interesting to frame this discussion a little bit. Frame this essay, I guess. The interesting thing, I think one of the reasons that time management is such an issue and continues to be for so many creators is that time is a pretty abstract concept. It's not something we can see. You can see a clock, but it's really hard to break it into tangible chunks that you can watch moving by during the day. And I think that's one of the reasons that a day can slip through your fingers, or a week can slip through your fingers, or in some cases, in my own experience, even a year has slipped through my fingers, it seems like. So I think the intangible and invisible quality of time is part of the problem. And so some of the solutions that I've found to managing my time come from making time as visual as possible, or at least making my goals and my tasks as visual as possible. Something I don't think we've talked about in Art and Story before, as far as a time management tool, is something that I used to do. I was introduced to when I worked at a newspaper for a couple years with Mark Rudolph. And later on, I implemented this strategy at some other design jobs that I worked on. When I was a graphic designer in Phoenix for a while, I did this. And that is, we had a giant cork board up on the wall in our office, or rather the design room. And on that wall was the week's worth of jobs that needed to be done. And each job was broken into publications. So there was, 13 different shoppers that we did advertisements for, that we designed ads for. And each shopper had its own hook. And there were two hooks. There was an in-hook and an out-hook. And the in-hook had all of the ads that needed to be designed. The out-hook had the finished ad printed out so that the proofing department could come in and pick that up and take it away. And there was no deadline in terms of, okay, well, we have to be this far through the shoppers by Wednesday or anything, but we just knew that by Friday we had to have all 13 shoppers done. And so that meant that by Wednesday, if we weren't halfway to three-quarters of the way through, we were in trouble, and we knew we had to work faster and not take as many breaks, don't screw around so much, put our noses to the grind a little bit, maybe work a couple extra hours. And then by Friday, with any luck, we'd be on the last hook of the series. And like I said, I implemented this method of managing jobs when I worked as a graphic designer in Phoenix at a real estate magazine, where I was doing graphic design for four different magazines. And we, my fellow graphic designer and I, just broke the jobs into two piles, broke those piles into what we thought we could achieve in a day, and we broke it into a Monday through Friday system. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, five hooks in and out. There was an in hook for the ads that needed to be worked on, an out hook for the ads that were done and ready to be proofed. I've since tried doing this in other jobs, in other scenarios, but the problem with this kind of system is it only works as if everybody's on board with it. And I think that this would be useful if you are an individual creator who's managing a heavy workload. Set yourself some attainable goals. This is something I can do in 2 hours. And I've got 2 hours on Monday, 2 hours on Wednesday, and 2 hours on Friday where I can do this work. And then create three hooks, a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday hook. And then if you don't finish everything that you wanted to do on Monday, this is what we did on that previous job, or in the jobs that I've described in the past, is if you don't finish Monday's work, you just move what's left to Wednesday. And now I know when Wednesday rolls around, I'm going to have to fit that extra stuff into that 2 hours. And it forces you to work a little bit faster because you have this visual representation of what needs to be done by the end of the week. If you don't have a cork board, you don't have to use a cork board. Instead of hooks, what I've used is just push pins. I would take index cards, 3x5 index cards, and I would, at the beginning, on Sunday night, as I'm mapping out what I've got ahead of me for the week, I'll just jot down each job on an index card and just, with a push pin, pin it up to that, just a small cork board on my wall, and then there's two things that are happening. One, you get a visual sense of what's left to do in the week. And two, you get a visual sense of what you've accomplished. So say Thursday rolls around and you got a lot left to go, but you can also look on the out hooks or the out pin, as it were, and see how much you've got done already. So you have a visual representation of what has been achieved as well as what needs to be achieved. And that can be a morale boosting thing as well. So I think if you can find a way to visualize your workload, visualize what kind of time slots you have available to you, I think you'll use them more effectively, and it won't seem like you won't have this sense of time slipping through your fingers because you have clear, tangible results. Not only the work itself, but also these cards or these hooks with the previously completed jobs hanging on them to show you, look at what you did this week, kid. You didn't do too bad, and that boosts your morale, which makes you work faster and more efficiently, and your spirits stay higher longer in the long run. Just by doing a simple technique like that. Maybe I should do some kind of a video showing this kind of strategy or this methodology of managing your time with these hooks or with these pins. If you spend a lot of time in front of the computer, Google Calendar is your friend too. I mean, I use Google Calendar or any calendar software. As a matter of fact, I synchronize my Google Calendars with iCal on my Mac. But one of the things I like about Google Calendar is it can send you email reminders when you set up a job that needs to be done. Like, for instance, I just had a reminder yesterday morning that I had to have a course description in for a teaching job that I was taking on. And it needed to be in by 11 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning. So I set the reminder in Google Calendar with the job description and just told it to email me 24 hours before it was due. So there was this gentle reminder in my email box telling me, don't forget, tomorrow morning you got to do this thing. That's another way to do it. The problem I've heard some people say about using computer calendars is that it's that out of sight, out of mind thing. If you're not in front of the computer and looking at your calendar all the time, you're going to miss those things. And if you're that kind of a person who's had a problem with that, then I would recommend using either a hook system like I was describing earlier with things pinned to a cork board, or Kevin Cross of High Adventure Daily and the Art and Story podcast itself. He has also talked about keeping an actual physical calendar that he writes in the jobs that he needs to do. And he just has that calendar up on his wall in his studio at all times. So there's a visible reminder there all the time. But either way, I think the key is to create some kind of a visual system so that you're seeing what needs to be done and when. And I think then time doesn't seem to be such an enemy. It doesn't seem such a amorphous, ghost-like creature that's always taunting you. It becomes this manageable system of little chunks that you're slowly beating down over the course of the week. If that makes, that was kind of an aggressive analogy, and I didn't like that. But I guess managing time is a bit like conquering a foe to a lot of us, isn't it? Now that I think about it. Anyway, so we're going to cover this in at length on a regular episode of Art and Story. Never you fear, dear listener. So, but I just thought it'd be interesting to share at least some of the strategies I've personally used just from my point of view in a nice 10-minute chunk. So who am I, anyway? I'm Jerzy Droz at jdroz.com. I'm Jerzy on Twitter, J-E-R-Z-Y. And don't forget to check out all the other great stuff on the Art and Story Supreme project, like the Mark Rudolph's Microcast, Mark of the Beast, Kevin Cross's High Adventure Daily. There's videos, video tutorials. There's extra episodes of Art and Story Extreme if you're looking for a little fun diversion. And don't forget about the forums. You can talk about this stuff in the forums, and that's you can find that right on the Art and Story website, artandstorypodcast.com. Join us, won't you? You get access to the forum account as part of your subscription to these podcasts, and that's where I have to say thank you very much for subscribing and supporting us in this. We could not do it without you, and I really honestly mean that. This means the world to us that you guys believe in the content so much that you would throw down a few bucks on it, and I really appreciate it. Okay, so I'll be back again soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody...
If you quit trying.
Scarlet!
You'll never win if you give in.
But I just can't do it.
Can you ride a bike?
Well, sure I can.
But could you at first?
No, I had to practice for weeks. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
That's because you hung in there.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!